understanding the dynamics of purity and pollution helps us to grasp what is probably the central purpose of the great baths in the Indus Valley civilization, to remove the ritual dirt incurred by everyday living. Today, many Hindu temples have tanks that function as ritual baths, and many bodies of water, such as the River Ganges, serves this purpose. Here, devout Hindus come to restore the pristine order that may have been disrupted by inappropriate behavior or sinful thoughts, or simply coming into contact with another person who is deemed as unclean. What we see in the Indus Valley civilization is thus the earliest expression of religious practices that run throughout Hindu history. When we discuss the caste system in greater detail, we'll have more to say about the clean and the unclean. In addition to the architectural ruins, the excavation of the Indus Valley civilization has revealed many intriguing artifacts. The most interesting of these relics are seals used to stamp designs in soft clay. Anthropologists believe that these seals probably had what they called religious significance. Now, when anthropologists say that something had religious significance, I often suspect that they are saying that they don't really know what they meant. These seals were probably used to mark property and trade, like a signet ring. But the particular import of the designs themselves is a matter of speculation. It's interesting to note that similar seals have been found as far away as Mesopotamia, suggesting perhaps a commercial connection between these grand civilizations. Most scholars who've examined these seals think that the images depicted on them were in some way connected to fertility rituals. The great majority of seals portray animals, almost exclusively male animals, with horns and massive flanks and legs. Again, we're left to speculate about the meaning of these images. But the emphasis on the horns and flanks does suggest an intense interest in sexuality and reproductive function. The sort of concern with the powers of sexuality is not at all uncommon at this time in human history, and it is intimately connected with the experience of the sacred. Still, we're left to wonder why animals rather than humans are taken as representative of the male sexual powers. I'd like to suggest that perhaps these depictions are associated with the human effort to appropriate animal powers. Throughout the world, early humans often sought to incorporate into themselves certain qualities that they admired in animals. In the movie Dances with Wolves, the character played by Kevin Costner is directed to eat the warm heart of the first bison that he kills as a way of appropriating its courage, which is believed to reside in the heart. The depiction of the sexual energies of animals that we find in the Indus Valley seals may suggest a similar effort to acquire powers that humans lacked or simply wanted in greater abundance. Further underscoring the Indus Valley culture's fascination with sexuality is the discovery of numerous terracotta figurines depicting women with exaggerated hips and breasts. Whereas men seem somehow insufficient for symbolizing male sexuality in this society, the same is not true of women. Of course, similar representations of females have been unearthed in many parts of the world, leading some scholars to theorize the existence of a vast mother goddess religion, long antedating the worship of male gods. The details of that theory are debatable, but it does seem evident that at least in the Indus Valley civilization, the reproductive powers of women were revered and celebrated and perhaps women themselves were regarded as sacred. It is clear that the worship of the goddess has a long, deep-rooted tradition in Hinduism and may in fact derive from Indus Valley practices. We'll talk more about goddess worship in Hinduism in a subsequent lecture.